never forget the day I read a book. It was contagious, 70 pages. There were pictures here and there, so it wasn't hard to bear. The day I read a book.
Hi, everybody. I'm Tom Hall. It's time now for What Are You Reading?, in which we pose that very question to find out what folks have on their bedside tables or stored on their e-readers. Today, my guest is Daniel Mark Epstein. He's a Baltimore-based author of plays, biographies, and collections of poetry. His latest book of poems is called Dawn to Twilight. Hi, Dan. How you doing?
I'm fine. It's a pleasure to be here.
So when we talked about doing this segment the other day, you sent me a list that's really quite interesting, and I want to let folks know this is what you are currently reading. You're rereading Plato's Republic, Doctorow's Loon Lake, the Odes of Horace, the Letters of Horace Walpole, the Letters of Chekhov, the Elegies of John Donne, Rita Gabus's remarkable memoir, Guests at the Shooter's Banquet, David Mason's new book of poems called A Decade of Poems, and an early Ann Tyler book called A Winding Down Life. You're rereading Saul Bellow's Augie March, and you've just got this very interesting and eclectic palette here.
I'm between projects right now, and when I'm not writing a book myself, I'm really reading all day long, and I can't read just one book, so I read several things at a time. I've been translating some poems of Horace because I want to write some of my own poems, and he's a great lyric poet. Reading John Donne for the same reason, because I want to inform my own lyric ability. And Plato, because it's very important to reinforce all of those philosophical muscles in my brain. So I do that yearly, every autumn.
So that's an annual event.
Every year I reread some dialogue of Plato.
Uh-huh.
And the Gabus book is a remarkable book about her family, where it seems that the Catholic half was murdering Jews. The other half of the family, it's an extraordinarily brave memoir. And with
so you sort of switch books, kind of like, you know, you switch entrees for dinner during the week.
Yeah, and it's all part of creating a verbal environment out of which hopefully some of my own poetry will emerge.
Well, let's talk about a book that you and I both very much liked, and that is Ann Tyler's latest book. It was nominated for a Man Booker Prize. It's called A Spool of Blue Thread. It's a novel that takes place here in Roland Park, right near where Ann actually lives. What are the things about this book that strike you?
It's an extraordinarily rich tapestry she has here. Of course, she's famous for doing great family portraits. This is a large family. I mean, and it goes back several generations. The cast of characters is very rich. And the way she handles the chronology, I'm sure you noticed, is quite remarkable. It's very, very inventive. The book is almost written backwards. In the middle of the book, the matriarch of the family passes away suddenly, and we're wondering, where is the novel going to go from there? And by God, she moves back 20 years, 25 years, an entire generation to tell the story of the previous generation. It's very, very inventive, extremely dramatic, and Ann Tyler at her best.
I agree. It's a masterful, masterful piece, and I appreciate your coming by and sharing that with us. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Daniel Mark Epstein, he's recommending Ann Tyler's latest novel, which was shortlisted for the Man Booker Prize. It's called A Spool of Blue Thread. Daniel Mark Epstein's latest collection of poems is called Dawn to Twilight. What Are You Reading? Comes to you on the fourth Friday of the month during All Things Considered. You can also check us out online at WIPR.org/whatareyoureading, where you can find details about all of the books that our guests recommend. I'm Tom Hall for 88.1 WIPR, your NPR news station. Thanks so much for listening. Have a great weekend.
One day I read a book, I can't remember when, but one of these days I'm going to do it again. Yes, sir. One of these days I'm going to do it again.